Welcome to the Commonwealth Minute. Here's your host, Richard Nelson.
Democrats are divided over the federal budget, but there's one issue that unites them: abortion. Democratic congressional members voted for the so-called Women's Health Protection Act. This law would enshrine Roe v. Wade into federal law, and ultimately it would invalidate every pro-life law enacted at the state level. Every law limiting abortion and protecting the health and safety of women would be gone overnight. The final vote in the House was 218 to 211. Only one Democrat voted against it. It appears that this bill won't pass the Senate. Yet, this vote clearly shows that Democrats are opposed to the democratic process at the state level, and they refuse to protect the lives of the unborn. On December the 1st, the Supreme Court will hear oral arguments for a case that seeks to overturn Roe v. Wade.
Find us on Facebook and Twitter at CPC4Kentucky, and on the web at commonwealthpolicycenter.org.